This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Trellance, Filene, and Cutix.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Trellance, Filene, and Cutix Edge Conference here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
Look who we have in the studio lounge. Ben Maxim is back from the fine organization called MSU Federal Credit Union, or Michigan State University Federal Credit Union.
There you go. A lot of words.
Yeah, it is. Good. But hey, well worth it. Happy to have you in the studio lounge at any time. I think the last time we spoke was at NACUSO.
It was, yeah.
And you were wearing your Receta Group hat.
Exactly. So a new hat
this time
here.
Around, you're wearing your new hat, the credit union hat. So
exactly.
Tell me, obviously you spoke, and we'll talk about that in a second, but any highlights to share from the show so far? Anything that you are particularly interested in?
Yeah. I mean, so there's been a lot of talk about how do we unlock data, how do we do stuff with data, and I think that's the huge focus of, the companies that are putting this on. So it's been interesting. There's also a different mix of credit union people.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen other events, so that's been a good early experience so far. But we still got a whole nother day tomorrow.
We do. There's lots. They packed in a lot in a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way you want to do
it. That's been good.
Quick hit stuff. All right. And I just lost your... Did you see what happened, Ben?
I don't know what happened, but it
a
just...
A slip of the thumb. So anyway, you're talking about some sort of... I'm going to go to my notes here. I apologize. All right, you were talking about building digital relationships. That was your talk today.
That was my talk today.
So give us a quick summary.
You know, so credit unions, we've always been relationship focused. We've talked about relationship banking for forever. Our members used to come and visit us in the branches. They would tell us all about their lives. You know, their kid's doing this, grandma's doing this, mom's doing this, I'm going to go move here, I'm doing this. So we knew all this extra information beyond what we knew from, you know, their transactional history. Well, we're moving to a world where those people don't come and deposit their paychecks every Friday. They don't need to come get cash out all the time.
Yeah.
So kind of the nature of our branches are changing. But we still need to maintain these relationships, and that's where the digital component comes in.
Okay.
We have all this great data about our members. There's a lot that our transactional history and behavior can tell us about how people exist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We can use it to our advantage to help our members, so we could do weird things with it, like, you know, when you're you look at something on Amazon, all of a sudden it's on Facebook, and then it's over here, and there's a negative connotation to that, and it gets that creepy factor. But we, you know, as a trusted financial institution, have the opportunity to take that information and then provide better service, better products, better experiences, really, and look at ways to partner with different fintechs out in the world, leverage our technology partners that we have existing, combine them all together, and really create this unified experience for our members.
And that's the aim, because we're looking for additional value for the credit.
Exactly.
And this is exactly one of the things that gets you there, right?
Absolutely. And where we differ from, you know, a Netflix or some of these others that are really using this data and creating this personalized experience, they're not really able to build that relationship. Yes, you have this, Netflix knows what I'm going to watch next, but you can't go talk to someone at Netflix. Someone's going to, like, I'm interested in some new stuff. How am I going to find that? You know, you're still lost in this digital world.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really someone to call at Amazon. Maybe you can get a chat. I've tried a couple times. It takes about a half hour to get to that person, and they're great when you get there, but they make it really hard to make it there. What we can do to differentiate ourselves as a company is really focus on the thing that has made us great all this time. Let technology do what's easy and allows for 24/7 service and do the quick hit things. But when people have a problem, they want to come talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a university-based credit union. We have 20-year-olds that want to talk to someone about whatever it's going on. You would think, they're going to never come into a branch. Well, they actually come in more often sometimes than some of our older members. You know, so we've changed the nature of what that is, and really our branches have become advice centers.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the opportunity to combine all this cool digital stuff with that personalized service and human touch that's still strong in what we're doing as an industry.
I like that, the advice centers. I mean, how transformative has the branch become now, right?
Right.
So that's pretty cool. And digital has been a major, I guess, purveyor of that?
Yeah, speaking exclusively about the Gen Z generation, they're a generation that's figured out, if they've come in looking for help, they've done everything they could online, on their mobile app, on social media, whatever it is, they watch the YouTube videos, they need someone to walk them through it. They can self-serve to a point, and when they've hit that point, they want to come talk to someone. And, you know, we talk about things like chatbots and different things, and we bring up examples like Comcast or AT&T or like the phone tree that you get or whoever you call, and everyone gets frustrated by that. You know, but what we're talking about is when you go beyond that. So, okay, great. Here's the quick information. How do I actually get to the person that I need and making that easy to easy access and make that really this like center for like a positive experience, again, with us as a brand, not just their, you know, bank or credit union.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And so share with me maybe a couple of highlights from your session that that you provided folks.
Absolutely. So we talked a lot about, you know, kind of how we've partnered with about 40 companies, 40 different fintechs, and a couple of our own homegrown ideas in the lab at MSUFC over the last 4 years. You know, we shared, you know, based on some of the questions, like what that experience is like. You know, we didn't have it all figured out when we started. So maybe one thing that's a key takeaway is, you know, you just got to get started. You can look at, you know, your partners. You know, if you have a strong technology partner with a core vendor or a digital banking provider or just, you know, your card processor or somebody who has these relationships, that's a good place to start. You could go look at some of the strong vendor relationships you have and turn them into partnerships, or maybe you already call them a partnership. Those are probably a good place to start and help them innovate, volunteer to test their new stuff, and that's a good place to really begin to get down this path. And then another thing that came up and was mentioned in the session was that our credit union leagues are also a great resource in some cases for vetting these technology solutions as well, especially for credit unions that may not have the resources to do it themselves.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunity out there, lots of resources out there as well. And you guys are one of them as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, so
mentioned Receta Group as well.
So yeah, so Receta Group has, you know, of those 40 we've partnered with in the lab. We've gone on to invest in about 24, I think, is the official count at this point of those companies, again, to help them be strong for the credit union industry. So we're trying to take this leadership role at MSUFCU, then also through Receta, to really take, you know, it's not just for us, it really is for the industry, and that's where Receta comes into play, to really help take things beyond just what we're doing at MSUFCU and help broadcast that message and make it easier for other credit unions to use the same technology.
Yeah. You guys are laying out the red carpet, if you will, for a lot of folks out there, and that's great. I mean, it just makes things easier for credit, especially credit unions that may not have the resources of the bigger credit unions, you know?
Right.
So you guys are really helping those folks out, I would think.
No, absolutely. So, you know, when I started in the role I did at the credit union, we were a small credit union as well. We were $1.7 billion in assets doing this stuff. You know, we've learned along the way how to do it, and it's helped us grow to the size we are today.
Yeah.
But we didn't forget where we came from, and, you know, we did have to struggle through it. I know a lot of people see us now on the other side of it. But, you know, we did do some of these things, and we're happy to tell that story because we don't want others to have to learn. We want others to learn from our mistakes, not to make the ones we already did. They can make their own new mistakes.
Yeah, and never wait for perfect. And you
never
guys
wait
know
for
that.
Perfect. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
you know, that's been
that.
You know, the biggest hindrance. And when we started the lab, we were going to do the big, you know, corporate rollout, year and a half, let's show it to the board, let's try this, let's do all these different management level presentations. We had this major world event come in, you know, COVID, and it really was like, hey, we got to do stuff and we got to do it now. And we picked a couple pilots and we just got started. And that's the best thing that ever happened, and that allowed us to really grow this and then continuously improve it to make it what it is today.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's such a great lesson to like just get started, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's never going to be perfect.
So I
think that's such a great lesson, especially in the technology world.
Absolutely.
When things are moving so fast and things are changing so fast.
Exactly.
How do you help? I mean, that brings up another question, because there's so many changes going on in the industry. And obviously, you guys are kind of on the forefront. I think April was in here earlier, and I told her, I said, you guys are one of the more progressive credit unions in the industry, and thank you for that, for kind of setting the template, if you will, for a lot of others. But how do you guys keep up with the changes? Obviously, you're looking on the horizon. You got other people people on your team looking on the horizon. What's your advice for other credit unions out there looking on the horizon?
So some of the biggest thing you can do is look at how people are interacting with the world. You know, so you can look at, you know, what are the big companies, what are the things that are exciting in just kind of the consumer world in general. And those are going to be some of the trends that need to start coming over. So, you know, I talked about Amazon and Netflix. Those are the people who are setting the kind of customer experience that everyone's coming to know and love at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think of the, you know, concept of anyone's been around for a while. Facebook was the way we did social media. Before that was MySpace. Now everyone wants Instagram. It's just endless scroll pictures only, or TikToks, just short, you know, things.
Short videos.
So, like, you know, they're studying different patterns for how people want to engage and learn, but you got to watch what's happening there. And you also want to make sure to make a conscious decision. So in the past couple of years, we've talked about crypto and metaverse and buy now, pay later, and things have come and gone, and now we're talking about generative AI. You have to consciously make a decision that you're going to sit on the sidelines because you know what's going on, you're going to get in there, you're going to try something, but you have to go through the effort to do the research and the, at least enough to know and make a real strategic decision to stay in or stay out.
Yeah. Get in the sandbox.
Yep.
And play with it, you know, at the very least, you know, especially that's what we're saying with ChatGPT. It's like, all right, get in there and just play with it, you know, and see how it works, and then you'll develop ways, some practical ways that can benefit your creating.
Yeah, and sometimes you're playing with it, gives you the learnings to know, yep, this isn't for us yet. You know, we started looking into metaverse, and we're like, this probably isn't the thing yet. Crypto, okay, this is exciting. And then all of a sudden, things change, because 3 months into looking at it, we had the crypto winter and FTX scandals and all kinds of stuff. So we're like, maybe we don't go down this path, but what is the cool part behind the technology, which is blockchain?
Yeah.
Now can you do blockchain stuff to do other things? So.
Yep, indeed. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here? What was the big goal that you wanted, folks? Was there a big takeaway from your session that you wanted people to...
Yeah, absolutely. So really kind of my goal in sharing this kind of messaging and kind of telling our story is to get other credit unions involved, to really encourage them to take that first step, find someone to partner with. You know, we can only partner with so many of these fintechs. And even the ones we do partner with, we can't be their only partner or they're never going to survive.
That's right.
So we do need to do this as an industry and really just trying to encourage people to join us in that.
Yeah, leverage the collaboration aspect that's so rare out there right now. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Ben. Thank you so much for your time,
as
always. I love what you guys are doing at your credit union. So, don't ever let the foot off the gas pedal there, all right?
Never.
All right.
Thank you.
Ben Maxim, everybody, from MSU Federal Credit Union, and also the Receta Group, too. Go check them out. Doing some good stuff.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Trellix, Filene, and Cutis.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.